You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
All right, a new survey just dropped. It says 85% of people doubt that they can pass a written driver's test again.
Mm-hmm.
85%. That's a very high percentage of people who are not too confident of passing a test that they've been doing for a while, which would be driving.
I know you say that, but here's the thing. Like, writing stuff out and then doing it in your car, it's different.
Okay, look around. If some of these people passed a driver's test, you'd be okay. Let me just put that in a different way. I would hope that you would be okay.
I would hope I would pass it too. Now, you are very confident that you would.
It's a multiple choice thing. It's not like it's an essay question or fill in the blank.
I feel like some of them are tricky though.
All right. So what are your concerns?
Well, there's something that happens sometimes when I'm driving that I actually don't know the rules. Which is kind of bad.
All right.
So, I'll try to describe this the best I can.
Yeah.
You're at a stoplight. It turns green. You want to turn left. Okay. But you have to wait for the other people who are on the opposite.
You don't have a left arrow.
No, there's no left arrow.
You have just a regular solid green.
It's a green, but you have to wait for the other people on the opposite side coming towards you. Okay. So you can, you know.
In the opposite direction.
Exactly. Okay.
Cross traffic.
But what if the people in the opposite direction are turning right? Do you have to wait for them, or do you go? Who has the right of way at that point?
Yeah, the person. Okay, when you say
you just answered
your own question. Say it out loud again.
Who has the right of way at that point?
You just answered your question.
The person going right. Okay. Okay.
So I know.
But people are so confused because it happens all the time. You just look at each other, and then you're like. You go? No, you go? And then you guys go both at the same time. And they're like, no. Like, it's just, people don't know. I didn't know.
That happens in Springfield a lot anyways, because everybody are overly nice. and that's good.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can be bad because no one's making decisions. And
right.
You can't go. But yes, whenever you hear the term right away, that's what that means.
But sometimes
if
they
you
won't
are turning
go. They're waiting for me, and then I'm just like, okay, I guess I have to go because I'm holding up traffic.
I mean, then honk your horn or something.
I don't wave
because here's the problem.
I will not honk unless it is an emergency situation.
Because what happens is if you go,
yeah,
and then they go.
I know, but that's what happens.
I sound like the mayhem guy right now. You go, they go. I go, they go. If they go and you go, it's going to be your fault. Because you turned left on a solid green light and they had the right of way and they're turning right.
But what are my other options? I have a line of people behind me trying to turn left too, and they're honking at me, and I'm like, I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. You have to like honk and like tell them to let's get it going. I mean, I guess just go. I mean, you can just go.
I have
if they're
because
not
they're
gonna
just
take a right.
There.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't know the rules on that situation.
It's real, and you said it. It's called the right of way.
Okay.
All right. So if you are something to pay attention, here's just a rule of thumb. Something to pay attention for is if you're specifically taking a left turn, there are some rules to follow.
Right.
There, you have to really become a defensive and focused driver, which I know that's hard for a lot of us.
That's why. Why do we even have green lights? Get the green arrows. Like, to make it easier for everyone. I don't understand that.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.